I would like to begin by telling you what I am not going to be talking about. So that will help. The first is, I am not going to be talking about halachic issues such as those that were raised by the Rosh Yeshiva a moment or two ago. Am I allowed to go to the wedding of the brother or sister who unfortunately is going to intermarry? Anything that deals with halacha, we have to go by what Rabbi Haber spoke about and what everybody else alluded to in the Rosh Yeshiva as well. A selach harav, you need to have someone that you can go to who can paskin those shilas for you. As for myself, the only halachas that I paskin these days are those that have to do with other people's children other than my own. On my own kids, I ask shilas. I don't paskin on my own kids. Other people, they come to me. I run a school. That's what I do. But as far as any specific halakha questions, so I'm not going to be dealing with that. Number two is that I am not going to be dealing with the issue of what are we going to do with these parents of ours? What are we going to do with these friends of ours? What am I going to do with these brothers and sisters of mine who don't understand? If you came hoping that somebody was going to tell you how to deal with these other people's problems, so you got the wrong guy. It's not the way, generally speaking, that I go about doing business. What I will be talking about is that in the situations, and very difficult situations, of trying to work out a positive relationship with non-religious family and friends, when we have become religious, I will be talking about what I consider to be the only realistic thing that there is to talk about, and that is, what can we do? What can I do? And not only that, but also to speak about a little bit, what might have I done in order to create part of the situation? Am I really just, everything's okay with me and these non-religious people in my life, so they have a problem? Or could it be as well that I'm both part of the solution and part of the problem? You know, there was one time when there was a school that was interested in, they were in a mergers and acquisition mode. So they had decided that they wanted to speak to me about possibly merging my school with their school. So they invited me, I spoke it over with my board of directors, and they said, especially at that time, we were having some pretty significant financial problems, and they said, okay, look, go ahead and see what they say. So I showed up at the meeting, and I look around at who's there, and I said, you know, where is the Menahel of your school? You know, I'm here, but where's the rabbi of your school? And they said, well, until things went further along in discussions, we didn't feel that we wanted to bring this up with him yet. So I thought to myself of something that I read in a book one time, which I think is very apropos. And that is, I said, you know what? I was thinking to myself, I didn't say it to them. I was very polite for the rest of the meeting and asked them for a donation for my school when I left. I said, I was thinking to myself, you know, you can't talk your way out of a problem that you have behaved your way into. Because they're thinking, they're going to talk to me. I'm not a foolish person. I'm not necessarily the greatest chacham in the world, but I know that if they didn't invite that rabbi, the next time something comes wrong, I'm going to be that rabbi. So you can't talk your way out of a problem that you have behaved your way into. And I think that that's a very important consideration that we have in terms of our relationships with our non-religious family and friends. We cannot get ourselves out of a situation if, as a result of our behavior, which I'll be speaking about in a little bit, we might have behaved our way into. All the things that we say and all the things that we profess to be might not do the trick if we're not behaving in the way that we should. That's absolutely what I'm not going to talk about, okay. Except in the way that I want to talk about it. And I get to be the, you know, they asked me to speak here, so I get to make the rules. I guess that's okay. But hopefully I'll have an answer for you in a way. But it might not be what you expect. The other thing I wanted to mention is that there is a saying in the business world that goes like this. Every organization is perfectly aligned to achieve the results that it is currently getting. You hear that? Every organization is perfectly aligned to get the results that it's currently achieving. In other words, in shorthand, keep doing what you're doing, and you're going to keep getting what you're getting. Okay? Now, I can prove to you that that's correct. that your organization, whether it be your family, your relationship with your extended family, I can prove to you that it's perfectly aligned to get those results. You know what the proof is? You're getting those results. So you're perfectly set up for that. Lochain, if you want to get different results, what do you have to do? You have to do something different. In business, people recognize this. Somebody wants to come up with fish-flavored toothpaste and nobody's buying it. So they can say, you know, I don't know what's the matter with the consumers out there, that they're not interested in this great idea. Or they can say, you know, maybe mint would be better. So if you're trying to sell a product and people aren't buying, we might have to consider that we have to change product. If we want the relationship to be better, instead of saying, those people have got to change, they're so unreasonable, you know, they're so unreligious, and so intolerant of my being, they're tolerant of everything else in the world except my religiosity, don't go there. It's not going to help. What we have to do is try to focus on what we can do in order to improve things, because that's the only thing in our control. Does that make sense? In this vein, I heard from one of my rebbes, Reb Noach Orluik, who quoted his rebbe, Reb Simcha Wasserman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that one time someone came to Reb Simcha and said to him, my parents, Baal Tshuva, said, my parents don't understand. What can I do to get my parents to understand? So you know what Reb Simcha said? He said, if you want to get your parents to understand you, you know what you have to do? You have to try to understand them. Because we have a rule, kamayim haponim elponim. Just like when you lean over and you see your reflection in a pool of water, kein levi shoreyehu, so it is the heart of one person to another. And Rav Olbe says a beautiful vort on this, by the way. He said, Shlomo HaMelech could have used the mushal of a mirror. He could have said, just like when you look at yourself in a mirror, you see your reflection, so too what you reflect to another person will reflect back towards you. But he didn't use that mushal. He used the mushal of a pond, kamayim haponim elponim. So he said, why is that? He said, because in order to see your reflection in a pool of water, you have to lean over. You can't just say, you've got to come to me. If you want to see your reflection in a pool of water, you have to bend over to that pool of water, and then you'll see your reflection. And we're the ones who have Torah. Yeah. My dear friends, the only thing in the world that's building families is Torah. So therefore, we cannot allow it to be that Torah becomes something that splits a family apart. There has to be a different way. Now, to begin how to go about doing this, how do you go about understanding your parents so that they will see that you're interested in understanding them? So, mayam aponim aponim, they will come to understand you. So, I need to learn with you a small section of Be'er Tefillah. If a person says the brachas of Shema every day, so you say the following in the second bracha before the Shema. Now in this bracha, we're thanking Hashem, recognizing that the Almighty has given us the possibility of having a relationship with Torah. Our relationship with Torah is a paradigm for other relationships. So in building that relationship to Torah, we daven the following. We ask the Almighty, V'sein b'libeinu, lehavin, ulahaskil. Please place into our hearts to understand and to know, lishmoa, to hear, lilmod, to learn, ulilamed, and to teach. Say that every day. Sometimes when you say things every day, it's a cause not to understand them. So let's think back about that. V'sein b'libeinu lahavin lahaskil lishmoa, to know and to understand and to hear. What's wrong with that sentence? It's backwards. I would venture to say that it should have said, V'sein b'libeinu lishmoa, let me listen. And then if I listen, I can get to the point, lahavin lahaskil, then I can understand and then I can know. But it doesn't say that. Same b'libeinu lahavin lahaskil, I have to understand and I have to know, and only after we have understood and known, only then do you get to the point of lishmoa. Which means that if you haven't known and understood, you haven't heard. It could be that there were sound waves that went into your ear and went over those little tiny hairs that are in the inside of your ear that carry the sound waves that bring it to your brain, that the brain interprets as sound. But that's not called hearing. Chazal are telling us, that first we have to try to know and to understand. We have to understand where people are coming from. Where are our parents coming from in this? And then if you really try to know and understand, then you get to the level of lishmoa. Then you have heard. If you get to the point of hearing lishmoa, you know what you get to do next? Lilmot. Now you can learn. If you got to the point of knowing and understanding and hearing and learning, you know what you get to do? Teach. So what's the source, in my opinion, of many of the problems that Baalei Teshuva have with their family? We became religious, and we go right away into the teach mode. And that's not the way to win friends and influence people. It didn't work for us. If people hadn't tried to understand us and known where we were coming from, so we wouldn't be where we are. So in our attempts to influence, to build a relationship with family, which is what my talk is about, it's about relationship building. Rule number one is that if you want them to understand you, you have to understand them, and if you want to understand them, then you have to listen. And listening means you really have to try to understand them.